Okay. Whatever. I'm assuming, since I've gotten through 20 episodes of this podcast with you, that I have the ability to comprehend you.
Okay.
We would have quit a long time ago, back in October of last year, if I couldn't understand anything you were saying.
Okay.
So I think, you know, that's not the problem. I think that it's just, you know, early in the morning, daylight savings, clock moved back, so we got an hour less of sleep.
Why aren't you a morning person? Have you ever been a morning person?
No.
Like, were you one of those kids
that, struggled
that, like,
to
your
get
parent
up.
Would have to, like, come in, like, five times to be like, hey, get out of bed?
No, once I'm up, but, like, I just don't do good when I'm up. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. I used to force myself to get up, to go to the gym.
Okay.
But then I said I can't do that anymore.
Because it was too early?
Well, just because...
You didn't want to go to the gym.
A little bit of both. No, it was just like... Like, I'd get up, like, I have my alarm set for, like, 7:45 or something like that, or, like, 7:30, and I'd get up from my alarm, and I'd be like, man, I'll go later, and then I'll go back to sleep.
And then later never came.
I actually hibernated into the next season, and that just didn't work out. And, like, even for, but, like, if I have to go to work early, I'll, like, wake up. Now, once I'm up, I might not be in the best mood, but, like, I'll be up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I won't go back to sleep. And then I'll take a nap later. So after this, I'll probably go take a nap. Later in the day. Maybe at, like, 7 o'clock.
Not the nighttime nap. Tanner is a napper.
Yeah.
He can nap. We will be watching TV on that. Because, obviously, he works early. He works at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll come home, and he watches TV, and, like, we'll just, like, fall asleep, take a nap, whatever. I can't, like... I used to be able to. I can't really, like, nap. Like, even when I lay down to nap, I just kind of, like, awake. Like, unless I really... Like, if I have a bad headache, is the only time I can, like, nap.
Really?
Yeah.
You take any, like, Advil for the bad headache?
I just have headaches. Like, not ones that, like, Excedrin can fix. I don't know.
Some medicine doesn't help.
No.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you win some, you lose some. I just happened to lose that one.
Maybe you actually do need a nice punch back in.
I need a punch?
Yeah, just a nice punch to the head, you know?
Honestly.
Just to knock you out. Really.
The amount of people that have probably thought about punching me in the head
I can think
is
of multiple.
Alarmingly high. My sister especially, when we do trivia, I'm very bad at, like, history. And geography.
So, Mr. Wanna punch you in the head?
Yeah, because apparently it's like basic stuff that apparently people should know. I just really don't know it. And I feel it, I just do not retain history or geography. It just does not retain in my silly little pea brain.
I know about the geography part.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
That the Denver State Hospital was in Denver, Colorado.
Fine. Where's Malaysia?
It's in Asia?
Okay.
Southeast Asia?
Fine. I don't even know if that's right, but I'm sure it is. Because Tanner was watching a documentary last night about the plane disappearing in Malaysia. And...
Would that be a good podcast? I mean, it probably wouldn't because there's a whole show on it that can explain it way better than we can.
And they have pictures.
But
he was watching it, and I go... And he asked me if I knew where it was. I said, no. To be honest, no. And he was like, oh. He knew. He explained. And I was like, damn, I wonder if someone else knows. And you do know.
That man loves you. Let me tell you that right now.
Correct. But also, no, I know. Because I'd be saying some dumb shit. Like, I have literally, he just kind of looks at me and he's like, because it's like, he sees me, math. Superb at. Fractions, percentage, whatever in my head. Like that. Don't need a calculator, whatever.
What's 13 times 3?
You give me a 39.
Okay. Just throw out. I'll kind of
Be like, something in there. Hey, so how would you feel if you were 14 times? Mm-hmm. No. No, but
hey, so if Sally has 10 apples.
Really? But, like, again, my brain cells are desperately trying hard to grasp it, but they just don't.
That's okay. Did you ever sniff glue as a kid?
It looked like it, but probably no. I used to make the glue bookmarks.
Never heard of that
before. You know when you would color, like, the, what were they called? Like, the pencil cases that had, like, the name of what they were, like, Frismart or whatever, on the, in the middle of it. They had, like, the ridges around the boxes.
You would
color them, and then you would put glue on them and let them dry and peel them. There'd be glue bookmarks.
You know, Madison, I'm gonna be real with you right here.
You said you're about 1,000 years old, and I honestly have no idea what the hell you're talking about, Grandma. You said back in my day, we used to play with glue. I'm like, damn, okay.
I'm gonna be real with you. I feel like our childhoods were so different. Because, like, did you ever put the glue on your hands and, like, peel it off?
No.
To make it... Because, like, you just, like, put glue all over your hand and then you just, like, kind of peel?
No.
Okay, you know what?
That was, like, I feel like a lot more... Like, that was more of, like, a guy thing.
No. So, okay.
Because collectively, I don't think any of my friends did that. Maybe besides the only person I could possibly see doing that is Marissa.
That figures. So, okay. Now that we're, you know, with Spotify and all that, there's an option. What we can do and what we're going to do for this podcast is we're going to put a poll up and ask people if they put glue on their hands and peeled it off when it dried, or if they made your little stupid ass bookmarks. And whoever gets the more, or whoever gets more responses.
You know, fine. I hope it's me, though.
It's not.
Because I know it has to be me. Or at least knows what I'm talking about.
You think any grandmas watch this?
Yeah. I have.
Yeah.
I have friends. I'm the youngest out of my friends. Great success. Oh, well, no. Brandy's younger than me. But like,
is she really?
Her... Oh, wait, no. I'm stupid. She's, like, a year younger than
me. We can't give her that much clout. Why are we still...
Brandy, I hope you heard that. And I hope you send someone to hex him.
Who?
Robert the doll. Annabelle. Any of them.
Good. I know you wanted to say me. I know you wanted to say me, but it's okay.
It's fine.
I would have snapped back.
Anyway...
Hey everyone, welcome back to this podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. Madison. I don't think we got any news this week. We're recording literally 2 days after we just posted. So nothing, like, spectacular has happened. At least for me, it has nothing. For you, anything?
No, I literally, like I was telling you earlier, the only thing I do, I work, I do the wedding planning.
Watch documentaries
in my spare time and play Cookie Mama. That's about it.
Cookie Mama. Yep. No, I don't know. No date this week. Just because we're recording so...
You said it's a drought. So...
We'll see. But no date this week because we're just recording so close. Or like so early, I guess, in the week. That like...
Do you think your next date...
Oh.
Like, do you have in mind who your next date's gonna be, or, like, you haven't met them yet?
I have in mind.
Okay.
I got a list.
You what?
I got a list.
Oh! Not the notepad.
No,
You have a roster?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I imagine you, because the thing is you're very picky that, like, you're gonna be like, the ick was that they wore, like...
I saw one
white
thing.
White shorts or something, and they're getting taken off the list.
I saw one thing on TikTok, and the girls were talking about their icks and everything, and they were saying, like, I think it was, who was it? It was, like, Tana Mojo or someone. And they're saying that they're it
oh.
was like a guy like chasing after like
a ping pong ball after beer pong, and then like the guy said that like the girl, like guys have icks, like for girls.
Yeah, but I thought it was so funny that like.
It is though. Like, it's kind of like when you like low key think about it, it's a little bit of an ick.
What?
Yeah.
How else are you supposed to get the ping pong ball?
Because.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how else would you?
I know, but, like, it's just it's the grown man just fumbling around looking. I don't know. I can't describe it, but I'm on board with her.
That's so bad. That literally, what?
Okay, fine. What are your, do you have any icks?
I don't think so. I think, I don't know if it's an ick, but, like, when people think they're funnier than they actually are. If that makes sense. Like.
I feel like that's, like, a cringe.
Okay, maybe that's a cringe. I don't
like,
really.
Like, my ick, I hate guys that wear, like, mandals, like flip-flops.
Like, flip-flops or, like, Birks?
I mean both. I mean fucking both. I don't want your dogs out. I don't want your lemon pepper steppas out in life. I want them contained. Like, Crocs are fine.
You'll see my Birks out. Soon. Okay.
He said, I'll keep that in mind.
No.
It's an ick.
I'm trying to think. Any, like... I don't know. There's no, like, thing that...
Like, I know RJ's... Like, one of his is something he doesn't like, but that would be his ick, is, like... Girls that wear sneakers with, like, dresses.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that. No, like, I don't know. I don't have anything. Like, I don't have anything like that. Like, I'm just like, yeah, nah. You know?
Maybe you'd have to see it. But maybe it's also different. Like, there's just some things that...
Maybe I'm just accepting of all people.
No, I don't think that's true, because I've heard how you speak about some people. So I know that's not true.
Just calling me out. Who's editing this podcast?
We'll see. If that's getting cut or not.
Okay, well, since I don't have any eggs, I guess we should probably just get right into it. What? No. Okay, so... I guess we should just hop into the paranormal podcast that we got today. Madison, I know you did the research. I know I said that I would take over the storytelling. Mm-hmm. But here we are again. What are we going to be listening to or talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about the Madison Seminary.
I wonder who chose that.
Don't know. Anyway. So, I guess to give you a little background on the location, the Madison Seminary is two buildings. There's a Civil War building and the Ohio Cottage. It's in Ohio. Madison, Ohio specifically.
For all you Ohioans out there.
I hate people from Ohio.
Ohio's a different country on its own.
They really are. They're animals. There are a lot of people. Is from Ohio.
Does she listen to the podcast?
She might. From Ohio.
Let's shout her out and then...
No, busy. Tell her about it. Anyway, the Ohio Cottage was first constructed in the mid... You always want me to tell stories, but I literally cannot speak. In the mid-1840s for secondary education, so basically for high school and whatever else. From 1847 until 1891. Then, over that time period, they did build it up and add brick boarding to it and all of that stuff just to make it more solid. But due to the rise of public education, they ended up closing and being sold to the Ohio Women's Relief Corp in 1891.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
This place is old.
Yeah, it's quite old. And then it was renamed after that to the Madison Home. And it offered assistance and a place to live for women who were displaced during the Civil War, like including like widows, mothers, wives, and sisters of soldiers, army nurses, all of that. There was a Civil War spy working for the Union that ended up living there. Her husband ended up being killed by Confederate sympathizers upon learning that Elizabeth was a spy. But she was recruited by Abraham Lincoln to spy for the North until she became found out. And she moved to the Madison home in 1865 and stayed there till she died. But unfortunately, in 1904, the Women's Coalition essentially was not able to afford to upkeep the property, so it was donated to Ohio. They renamed it to the home of the Ohio soldiers, sailors, and Marines, their wives, mothers, widows, and army nurses. That stayed like that for till 1962 as a home for military widows and veteran children in need. And then once it ran into financial difficulties in 1962, it was then acquired by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Hygiene. And the women that were there at the time were forced to live with relatives, or they were sent to nursing homes, the other people. So they quite literally, in the middle, this has been a couple different causes. They literally just said, actually, we don't care about the military spouses anymore. Y'all gotta find somewhere else to live. We moving in new people.
Peace.
No, really, though. So then it was used to rehabilitate mentally ill patients from the Cleveland State Hospital from the 62-75, and it became a part of another mental health institution up there. Then it turned to Opportunity Village, which was then also used for residents for women with milder forms of developmental disabilities. And for a little bit, it was also used as an extension of the elderly women suffering with dementia in 1964. So they literally were a free-for-all. All types of things.
Sounds like somewhere I want to go.
I'll meet you. I'll meet you there.
So at a party or something, you know what I'm saying? Just start
raving. Could you
imagine? Just get in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. We love that. With the ghosts?
Yeah. They're open to. Could you imagine? I just have like, I got my nice, like myself a nice little twisted tea, and I put one out there just like. Okay, let me set the scene real quick. All right.
You would offer a ghost from the 1800s a tweet?
Yeah. So, I get a camping chair. I get two camping chairs. I sit one. You know, looking out a window on like the third floor. Assuming, I'm pretty sure there's a third floor on this place. So I'm sitting there, looking out the window. I have another camping chair right next to me with a twee and its little cup holder. I got my twee and my cup holder. And I hear that. The opening. And I just see it levitate and just spill onto the chair. That's what I'm looking for.
All right. So if you were to bring back someone from the 1800s, what alcoholic?
Oh, I was like, what person?
What liquor or port? Like what alcoholic? Like not a mixed drink, but like what alcohol would you give them?
A Four Loko.
All right.
Just see how their body handles it.
That, but like Four Loko Gold specifically.
Do you think, like, their body would just combust?
I don't know.
You think we evolved so that, like, we can take that kind of stuff now? Like, do you think our bodies are just
different? I mean, look at, like, what we eat, though. Probably.
I'm going to give them a Four Loko with some McDonald's.
I want to give them a Rumpelmintz shot.
What is that?
It's literally... It's best cold, so if you ever have it, like, they'll usually shake it, make it cold, because it tastes like ass warm.
Mm.
But it literally tastes like gum. Like, it's very minty. It's a little thicker.
Mm.
It'll get your chest burning. It will get your chest burning, but it is a great cure for a bad day.
Like, what is it?
Shot of it. I think it's like liquor.
Thanks.
But I don't know, like, what...
I don't know if it's like gin or like
No, vodka, because I think it's like... Tequila. I think it's like a different thing.
You know what I will say? I give them some... I mean, they probably had this. Some nice honey raki. I'll mess that thing up with them.
Yeah, what? So it's... Rumplemint is peppermint schnapps.
Oh, okay. That's it?
Yeah, it's good, though. It'll get your chest burning, but it's good.
Do you think a ghost could do, like, a blowjob shot?
No. Well, yeah. Well, no, because can they hold things?
Well, like, do you think if we were to bring someone back?
Oh, bring them back. I feel like, I feel like if we explained, they would be able to get that.
You think so?
It's like a keg stand. Like, I'm sure it would confuse them at first, but we could probably get them to do a keg stand.
Oh.
They might be wild, or they might think it's a little wild that women are, like, out with, like, pants.
What?
In the 1800s.
Oh, they'd see you and have a fit.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, imagine how, like, it was in the 1800s, and then they, like, see, like, a modern woman just doing whatever the fuck they want. And as they should.
Oh, yeah, okay. Continue.
Anyway. Yeah. So. There was an exchange, obviously, of hands back and forth with everything of what the place was. So, since then, it was used for government offices after it closed in the, it closed in 1975, Opportunity Village. Because after the dementia patients, then they also added inmates from the Ohio Women's Reformatory.
Those are the people you want to party with right there.
Mm-hmm. So, due to funding, they closed in 1975. And then in 1977... Lake County purchased the property, and then they, Madison Township used it for government offices until 1993. Some of it was used for police stations till 98. It was vacant, and then it was listed for rent. And basically since then, it's just been used. This guy, Adam Kimmel, I think it's
Jimmy
how you say
Kimmel's
his name,
brother or is, uncle.
Are you being serious? No, you're not.
No.
Okay. He purchased...
I wish I was.
He purchased the property and he began to turn it into, like, a time capsule of, like, period furniture, architecture, like, stuff like that. So, people have... That's the history of the place.
Okay.
People have said when they've gone through it...
They're up until 4 a.m., by the way.
They're up until 4?
A.m.
What do you do there?
Tour it.
Oh, like for tours?
Yeah.
I was like, do you like look at his stuff? Or is it like a ghost tour?
It's like a ghost tour. But they're open till 4. But it shouldn't be a problem for me and you to go to tour this place.
That is true. I would just be waking up at that time. You would just be awake. Or does he just, like, is that just, like...
I'm not sure.
Like, is that just, like, his big closet?
I don't think it's a closet or a store anymore.
What do you mean?
Let's backtrack. What's... You said this boy has a shop.
Like no, but it's not a store. It's literally, he put it, like, it's not to sell it.
Just, like, on display. Like a museum.
Yeah.
Like a museum kind of.
Yeah, it says it's he works with them and, like, the Madison Township, whatever, to preserve the building and just the history of it, basically. But they have a bunch of period pieces in it. So I don't know if that...
I'm sure there's a gift shop in there somewhere.
Because your ghost hunt includes access to haunted areas, a historical tour, dinner, which is pizza...
Mm-hmm.
A psychic medium.
Pizza?
No, it literally says dinner. It's just pizza. Which I wonder if it's like pizza or if it's like Hungry Howie's.
Oh my.
I hope it's like Domino's. A psychic.
Is that your favorite pizza place?
Domino's?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Ow! Not Domino's. If I had to rank them, of like fast food pizza places. Mm-hmm. Papa John's. Mm. Hungry Howie's. And then Domino's. I'm sorry, what do you think?
I'm definitely going Pizza Hut.
Papa John's. Pizza Hut, I forgot. Hold on.
Pizza Hut.
Papa John's Pizza Hut.
Oh.
No, don't even. Papa John's Pizza Hut. No, Papa John's Hungry Howie's Pizza Hut. Domino's.
That.
Okay, what's yours?
Well, I don't know why Hungry Howie's in that conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Hungry Howie's is delicious.
Hungry Howie's is fucking cardboard.
No, it's not, though.
I would literally eat Chuck E. Cheese mixed match pizza slices over Hungry Howie's.
Listen, anybody that went to a Catholic church, because this is a universal experience, I feel like, for anybody that I've met that has gone to a Catholic church. If you went to, like, catechism classes, they become after catechism, and they're like, oh, we have pizza in the church kitchen. It was Hungry Howie's. Shit was good. I had it the other night.
Did you really?
I did. I like Hungry Howie's.
You're a grown-ass woman eating Hungry Howie's pizza.
I love Hungry... You're having Pizza Hut? What they sell at the Target Cafe? You're a grown-ass man eating Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be.
Why not? Because Pizza Hut's legit. It's legit
ass.
Pizza.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
It's legit pizza.
You're lying. Papa John's is so much better than Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even... I hope you get haunted. Anyway. And I hope they only sell Papa John's pizza.
I'm not fine with Papa John's. It's my second.
But Papa John's garlic sauce is better than any of the other ones. I'm a connoisseur. All the other ones. Anyway, you get group vigils with experienced investigators, use of their equipment, and free time to explore, and refreshments.
I wonder what the refreshments are.
It literally says unlimited refreshments, including coffee, bottled water, and soda, and a selection of snacks.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
They got some cheese.
Oh, you can't do it anymore.
What do you mean you can't do it anymore?
I don't know. It just says dates. First, September 12th, 2022 at 7. Last, Saturday, October 29th of 2022.
Oh.
Anyway. But the people that did go there for, you know, the time that it was... They have heard knocking in response to questions. They've heard footsteps down empty hallways, disembodied voices. Many people have reported that they feel, like, uneasy in some areas, and they feel like they're being watched. People have caught stuff on the recorders of them, responding to questions, equipment malfunction, stuff like that. They've witnessed doors opening, closing on their own, lights on and off. Some say that they've been touched, their hair's been pulled. They don't really... hear children's laughter. They don't really see a ton of people reported. The only people that have been reported...
Like shadow figures.
...would be, like...
Kind of thing.
A shadow figure or, like, a woman.
Okay.
Which they think... A lot of people think that the woman is the... spy that's husband got murdered, because, like, you know, why else? Like, I feel like that would be a good reason to kind of, like, wander and, like, stay at a place that's where she died.
She's the OG.
Yeah. So,
you know, I was thinking about this the other night. And I was saying that, because I'm pretty sure I sent you, like, a 2 a.m., like, deep, like, talk or whatever. You know what I'm saying? No, this might have been a while ago. This might have been, a month or so ago.
Okay.
But I remember I sent you... It left me moved. That's why I remember it so much. That I told you I was in the shower at, like, 2 a.m. having one of those thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, Madison, you know... Realistically, I talk about this game, and, like, I really want to go to the Conjuring House or the Sally House or something like that. And I was, like, thinking, like, what if I was in the Sally House, you know, or the Conjuring House or something like that. And I was, like, legit thinking about it at 2 a.m. when we would be there. And I'm like, wow, like, think I could do it. Like, I was genuinely, like, I was thinking about it and, like, thinking about, like, what I would see, I guess. And I was, like, genuinely, like, kind of scared.
So...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I agree. I feel like in my head, it sounds like, oh, that would be cool to be able to tell people that, like, I experienced that. But in the moment, I would be absolutely terrified. Because, like... My mom and Aunt Debbie, they're psychic.
Mm-hmm.
It's been proven. I don't care if anybody doesn't believe in psychics. I've seen it happen. And Kate and I have similar things happen to us, just not on that scale, because we're afraid of it, so they're not going to come talk to us about it. But, like, we are literally, like, legit, like, terrified to actually see that stuff in person. Like, my mom... If she saw somebody and it was a ghost and she knew it was a ghost, she would walk by them like anybody else. Me, on the other hand, I don't like that.
Mm.
I don't like that I can see you and no one else can.
I don't mind that. It'd be like Ghost Whisperer, you know? The show?
Yeah, but you don't know what kind of spirit it is.
Well, you're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking, I was like, man, we're just at, like, we're sitting there doing, like, a little intro or whatever on the couch. And then we just hear something, like, roll down the stairs of the house. What was that? You know, kind of thing?
Yeah.
I think I would literally, like, just tear up because I'd be so scared. And I did because it was, like, 2 a.m. And I'm, like, thinking about that. Like, thinking about, like, what if something moved or what if, like, there's a light and something, like, went across the light, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, what if, like, something, like, started, like, rolling down the stairs or, like... What it, like, just things like that, not like, oh, I'm gonna wake up and there's, like, something in my face, or, yeah. Like, because, like, I don't think that's, like, realistic, but I think what's realistic is, like, just hearing, like, footsteps right above me, or, like, sleeping in a room and then hearing footsteps in the hallway or something like that.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, what is going on? What is, like, what is that?
Like, I would hope to God that if I texted you and said, hey, please tell me you were getting water, that you would be like, yeah, no worries. Because if that were the case where I found, like, if I texted you and you said, no, I'm in bed.
No, I'm actually at the hotel.
No, I respectfully would pass away. I wouldn't know what to do because, like, because especially with, like, a ghost, you can't really get away from them. Like, they're kind of, like, all seeing. Yeah, but, like, I mean more so in the fact that, like, it's not like you can, like, close and lock your door so nobody comes in. You know?
Mm-hmm. Like, so, do you think you'd do better? Because I've thought about this a little bit. I think I would do better in, like, a penitentiary or, like, a seminary or, like, an asylum than I would, like, a house.
Okay, why?
Like, I think I would do better in, like, Alcatraz. Because Alcatraz is pretty haunted. So I think I would do better, like, staying the night there than I would in, like, the Sally House. And I think the reason for that is just because the Sally House is so confined and such, like, a smaller area. So, like, you're more likely to, I guess, run into that ghost. You know what I'm saying? Like, Alcatraz is huge.
And also... Usually with stuff like that, there's, like, tours, like, group tours.
I'm talking all by myself.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Alcatraz is huge. And, like, Sally... And also, like, I feel like it's more personal at someone's, like, house.
Yeah.
Like, that's where they, like, lived and stuff like that. Like, yeah, like, I would definitely want to visit a haunted penitentiary. Like an asylum.
I booked the tickets for the Madison Seminary, but apparently it's closed, so
can't do that
anymore.
Which is so weird that they just closed it. Like, I wonder why.
We need to get on that and actually go somewhere.
Yeah.
Haunted.
Where would you want to go, though?
I don't know. You know, that's tough. Like, do we stick in the state of Florida? Do we just do, like, the St. Augustine Lighthouse? Bring it back to our roots kind of thing? Do we do, like, Biltmore, Miami? Do we do, like, something super local, like the cigar place in Ybor, or do we go out with a bang? You know, do we
go to Key West?
Oh, go see your boy.
Boy Robert.
No, because I think respectfully, that's gonna be like my last like stand, you know, kind of thing. I don't think I'm surviving Robert.
Oh.
So that's like the last thing I'm gonna do.
In life.
I guess so. Or like at least.
I guess it's up to him.
If we
decide.
If we end the podcast sometime, that would be like the last podcast. Is like we have finale, like season 10, episode 1952.
Sure.
You know. That's when I'll like. Be like, all right, guys, guess where I'm at.
Yeah, because...
Madison isn't here. She didn't want to die today.
No, literally. She decided to continue on.
Guys, it's just booze today.
It's just booze. I definitely... I think we should... Because the thing is there's so much... Like, there's so many haunted stuff. Or, like, places in Florida that I feel like we could go to.
But I also kind of want to go to Alcatraz.
I would love to go to Alcatraz.
I've been to Alcatraz.
Oh.
But not at night.
Do you think it's more haunted at night?
I think... I think it's... Probably. Because there's less activity, you know?
Yeah, I don't actually know where... Like, is Alcatraz, like...
Oh, I forgot you're bad with geometry.
No, Alcatraz, I know that it's in California. Near San Francisco. That was not going to be my question.
Okay.
Like, where is it? Like, is it, like...
San Francisco.
But, like, what do you mean, San Francisco? Bay.
San Francisco. You know how Tampa has a bay? Tampa Bay?
No, but like,
they call
is
it San Francisco Bay.
Oh.
In the bay. Because they also have a little bay. So I guess there could be a podcast in San Francisco called Booze and Bays, and it would make sense.
Don't give people ideas in San Francisco.
No, we copyrighted this bitch. Don't even think about it. I'm talking to you.
My lawyers will talk to your lawyers.
I'm taking business law. We don't need a lawyer.
I was like, Marissa worked in a law office for a year. I can ask her. Well, like, is it like? Never mind. I'll just Google it.
No, don't ask me.
No, because I really don't know what I'm trying to ask. Like, where is it? Like, I know.
It's like an island.
That's what I was trying to get at. Okay. Like, is it like? How do you get there?
By boat.
Wow.
Yeah, have you heard? That's a whole different like episode. But we'll cover it briefly, real quick. But there's, like, people that have been trying to, like, escape, you know? It's not active anymore. I don't know if you know that or not.
I did know that.
That's not as so, like, I didn't mean it in that type of way, but, like, it's not active. Because I kind of made it seem like it was. But people...
You said currently they are trying... The prisoners are escaping.
Actually, just people touring the...
No, really.
No, but, like, in the past, people try to escape, and there's, like, one... group of people or one group of guys that tried to escape and they were just never found after that. So like the whole like conspiracy, I think there's like a Netflix documentary on it where like if they actually like made it to land, because there's some evidence saying that they did make it to land and
yeah.
They just changed their whole like identity and they just lived, they just went on with their lives. And then there's other conspiracies that like they kind of just died in the like sailing, because it's like a couple miles off the coast.
Okay.
Or, like, the bay, and then it's maybe, like, a mile or two from, like, land.
Okay.
But the water is really rough and cold,
yeah.
And there's sharks. A lot of sharks. It's in the Bloody Triangle.
What's that?
You know what that is? It's, it's, like, this migrating zone, I guess, for great white sharks. And they travel from, like, San Francisco down to, like, Los Angeles, down to, like, San Diego, like... It's like this like pathway that sharks use to like migrate and like stuff like that for food and like temperature and everything like that. So great white sharks are extremely prominent in San Francisco. And, yeah, a lot of people are saying, like, there's no way they could have survived with, like, a makeshift raft, with the waters being so, like, rough.
Yeah.
Being so cold. You just, if you got in the water, you just died from hypothermia. And then, you know, the sharks, too. So, like, that's a big conspiracy. So maybe we'll tackle that in an upcoming episode or something.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. But I really enjoyed Alcatraz because I played Call of Duty. And they had a zombie map for Alcatraz. So you're able to, like, go around and kind of, like, know where everything was. But they offer, like, a night tour, and I really want to do that. Because I went during the day. It wasn't scary at all.
You said I was right next to a family taking pictures, like, at Alcatraz, sweetie.
But I've seen pictures of people, like, taking a picture. You know, you know where they... I guess do, like, family visits or whatever. And, like, usually, like, you'll sit down on one side and, like, the other person will sit on the other. Yeah. And there's this... I think they only have, like, a square of glass that you can see them. Everything else is, like, really bulky metal or whatever. And so I think there was one picture that someone took. And they were just, like, looking through the glass. And you see, like, a face on the other side.
Oh, that would freak me out.
But they didn't realize it until they, like, went home and, like,
yeah.
And all that. And it looked good. I'm not gonna lie. It looked... I'm like, damn. I want a picture like that. I put that as my screensaver.
Damn.
As my wallpaper. So that's what I'm trying to capture.
I feel like... Because I wonder if anyone died...
Oh, yeah.
...in Alcatraz.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know much about Alcatraz, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. People died. It's like any other prison, you know? You get shanked. You make friends?
Yeah, but I feel like Alcatraz is, like, more notorious than, like, the other prisons.
What do you mean?
Like, in a way that it's more, like, famous.
Yeah, because that's where all the big bads went.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like, you know.
What do you mean?
I feel like the ghosts are different there.
You think they're better or worse?
I think they're, like, not, like, worse, like, entertainment-wise.
More, yeah, like, actually
like, worse, like, I feel like they're probably a little more, like, sinister. Vengeful.
Some of them, I can see that. Like, I don't know how to, like, explain it without going into, like, different, like, mobsters and, like, different, like, criminals for, like, the time period, which I have no, like, knowledge about.
My mom's family's mob. Her adopted family. Well, her biological family. No.
My goodness.
No. It's fine. Anyway. I don't know much about...
I'm sorry, Maz. I might have to cut ties. I might have to cut ties with you.
No. It's fine. Just a little fun fact. You know?
It's definitely fun. Definitely facts.
It's definitely facts.
Oh.
No, I do think, like... I don't know. I feel like, would you visit a family member if they got sent to Alcatraz? Or, like, a friend?
Maybe, yeah. Depends.
Like, on what they did?
Like, if it's, like, an Al Capone situation where he was, like, the head mobster kind of thing, you know, he got caught for, like, tax evasion. It was, like, tax evasion or something like that, or, like, fraud. Yeah. But if it's, like... Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
I'd be like, maybe not. I don't want to be, like, associated with you.
Which
one? I mean, it'd be kind of, like, I don't want to say it'd be cool, but, like, you'd be like, yeah. It'd be like, who do you know famous? It'd be like, Bonnie and Clyde.
Which one of your friends and their significant others do you think could pull that?
None of them. You heard Damn. That right. None of them.
You what?
If they're listening. None of them.
Damn, you didn't give him a chance.
Uh-uh.
Mine would be Adrian and Stevie.
I can see that.
100%.
I can definitely see Adrian and Stevie.
So, we love that for them. But, damn, your friends... It's funny because I wonder if any of your friends listen to this and they, like, they said, oh, he gonna save me. Just for you to say quick as fuck, none of you.
Mm-mm.
Y'all soft as fuck.
I just don't see any of them doing any sort of crime. Worst crime they could do, probably like speeding.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
I mean.
But Adrian fought someone in the DSW.
I can't believe that. She's an OG. And also, I've seen her and Stevie, like, both get into a fight with a couple.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's dangerous.
They going down swinging.
Yeah, no. Alcatraz, definitely want to go there. I definitely want to see, like, just at night. I wouldn't mind seeing the daytime again, you know? But. Do we just explain what we just saw? Or
no.
Like, I feel like that's kind of...
Yeah, it's... No.
Like, I'm happy. Like, that's actually really, like, kind of motivated me. Yeah. I want to go pump the iron. Go to the gym, like, not take every day for granted kind of thing after saying that.
I mean, like, I love that journey for you. I just would not expand on that. Respectfully as possible. I would just not say a thing, you know? Like, some things are, like the saying, like,
some things are... Would I get canceled for that?
Yeah, like, you know those things, like, some things are better left unsaid? That might be one of that, you know?
Like, I really want to say what just happened.
You said, I really... I mean, if you want to.
No. We don't... I mean,
no, because it's not going to come out right. Just know. Just know.
Like the last episode, I had to edit that one part out.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one? The very, like, last episode.
I edited it.
Yeah, but then I had to go back.
Oh, what part did you edit out? I didn't even notice. What was it?
I'll tell you
after.
I'll tell you after.
We'll talk after. There was other part I had to edit out.
Also, you edited it, then sent it over to me, and then I edited it, and then I uploaded it, and then you went in and edited it?
No, like, okay. I edited parts out.
Oh, okay, okay.
We're not, like, bad people.
Let me know what you edited out after.
Let me just preface this by saying, we're not bad people. I feel like we just talk, and we know how what the other person means, but other people might not.
We have very interesting minds. A mind that you would...
There's also just some things you can't really explain. Like, you explain it sounds incorrect. Yeah, but, like...
Here's the thing. I'm conflicted because we don't have a big audience. So, like, I feel like nothing would happen if I explained it. But at the same time, like...
I
know that's the one thing that would probably blow up.
I was going to say, I feel like it's going to be, like, we're going to end up having to make one of those TikToks that's, like, so, if I do know, find somebody, so that I blow up. And it's, like... 11 million on that one.
See, like, that's something that we would have to leave in and post on TikTok.
Yes.
Because that was... I don't want to say that was quality content. But, like, I really wanted to say something about that.
Well, please don't.
It sucks that you're here with me. Like, you're part of this, you know? Because if I go down...
No, because I'm going to say... No, I told him not to say anything.
Mm-mm. Evil twin.
Not evil twin, evil twin. I'd be so annoyed if I got canceled. Like,
we're doing good, and then this episode.
What do you think about cancel culture?
Well, that's a whole different lifestyle conversation right there.
I guess so, yeah.
But.
Like, what's your, I guess, short answer? What do you think?
Is it bad that
like,
I don't know?
Like, do you think,
like,
it's good or bad?
I mean, I think people are, like, taking it out of context. I'm not really sure how to speak on it.
What do you mean you don't know how to speak on it?
Because I'm not too, like... I don't know who's getting canceled, who's not, and, like, what they're getting canceled for, and, like, all that kind of stuff. I know, I heard Mr. Beast was getting canceled. I'm like, how?
Oh,
dude's,
yeah.
Dude's helping the blind kind of thing. But it was because he was, like... He's doing all this good stuff, but he's filming it, I think. I think that's why he's...
Yeah, but the... He makes money to do good stuff by filming it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a double-edged sword, I feel like, with that.
He was also saying that he makes an indescribable amount of money.
He makes a lot of money.
But he, like, doesn't keep... Like, he's not rich.
He's like Keanu Reeves.
Because he, like, reinvests. Every video that he makes, like, if he makes $1 million from that video, he'll take, like, 900,000 of it and reinvest it into another video.
Yeah.
To make it better, like, buying an island. And then he'll get the money from that video and then put it in, like, curing that 10,000 people of blindness.
I love that.
You know? Maybe, like, paying his, like, staff or whatever with, like, $100,000 or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
But, like, he's reinvesting it. Can't say the same. I would, like, can't say I would do the same.
No, I would.
And I know that sounds like an asshole kind of thing to say, but, like, I honestly probably couldn't. Like, I would obviously reinvest it into, like, what I'm doing, but, like, I don't know. It's hard.
I feel like it would definitely depend on what I was reinvesting it in. I feel like I would try to do some good with it if I was making that much money. But I also feel like if I had that much money, I genuinely don't know what I would do with it.
I do.
I feel like everybody I talk to, they're like, oh, I could easily spend that much money. I genuinely, like, even if I had all the money in the world, I don't think I would ever bring myself to buy, like, an expensive, like, a $300,000 or, like, a $3,000, like, shirt.
Oh, I want to do, like, a shirt. But, like, I know what I would want to do. Like, I know, like, the investments I would want to do and, like, all that kind of stuff. Like, where I would want to go, what I would do.
What is your dream purchase? Like a high quality, like, a high ticket item that, like, is, like, it'll be kind of, like a life goal to, like, obtain, this thing.
You know... It's
not like a house. Like,
no, you know what's funny, actually? I think you're going to call me crazy for this, but I literally think it. I already have it.
The Versace wallet?
Yeah, I think it's my wallet.
That's fair.
I really love my wallet. And I, like, you know how bad I wanted that wallet. So, and, like, it wasn't even, like, a supposed to be, like, a flex or, like, it wasn't supposed to be a, oh, look, I have money kind of thing. It was just, I really like the look of it. And I'm like, I really want that wallet.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. But now I'm Versace.
Yeah. Mine's a pair of red bottoms.
I didn't ask. But.
Oh.
Go red bottoms. Like the shoes? Those yeah. big shoes that.
You mean those big shoes?
Louboutins?
Yeah.
Oh, because they have those big shoes that are like red. They're trending now. All the influencers have them.
I just want heels.
Like Louboutins.
Yeah.
Like Cardi B says. Red bottom. I don't know what she said, but she says something about... Yeah, there you go.
I want those.
Okay.
But like...
Why don't you get them? You work at a shoe store. Get some off-brands.
They are
Get some off-brands.
They are so
We have some
expensive.
Off-brands. Or you have some off-brands.
Make some Mercedes.
Galinki?
I hate that brand. I'm so tired of them.
No, but... I think if I had a lot of, like, Mr. Beast money, what I would do is I would buy part of my favorite sports teams.
Okay.
The Dodgers and the Broncos. I would do that. So then I have, like, kind of like an investment kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, I bought part of this company. Okay?
Okay.
And then, so I have money rolling in now. But I would also buy... One house in each area that I wanted to live. So, like, I'd buy one here in Florida. I'd buy one in California. I'd buy one in Greece. And I'd buy one in, like, Bali.
Okay.
And then, obviously, I'd have, like, whatever car I wanted. I'd get it. And then, I would have to get a PJ. And then, I would just... do like stuff that I want to do. Like there would never be a day where I'm like, oh, I would love to do that. Like, for instance, like I was just talking to my friend Chris and we got really into F1 and we were like, oh, Chris, like, bro, if you could like try to get a flight down for the Miami Grand Prix, or like try to get a flight down for like Austin or Vegas or something like that. And because, like, I'd fly to Vegas or Austin. I'd drive you down to Miami or whatever for the race. But I was like looking at the tickets for the race. They're like a couple grand.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, I'm not. And like, I wouldn't even. And like, even in Monaco. Monaco's like the most expensive like race you can go to. I would. And there's like packages you can get. Like, it's like $5,000 for the after party that the drivers aren't even there, but you're on someone's yacht, like, partying. The, like, after the race.
Yeah.
That Monday. And, like, that's not even, like, that wouldn't, like, if I had Mr. Beast money, that wouldn't even be a thought. I'd be like, just get whoever's into F1 or whatever. Be like, hey, hop on the PJ. We're going to Monaco. We're going to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday to watch the race. We're going to watch practice 1, 2, then practice 3 in quali, and then the race. And then after, we're going to meet half the drivers, get signed helmets by them. And then we're going to go on the yacht party the next day in Monaco with all these, like, billionaires.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, what I would do. Because it's, like, something, like, I want to do, but I'm like, oh, I don't have the money.
Yeah. That sounds great. That sounds... If that is your dream, do it.
I'm trying.
Well, on that note... That was a stellar endorsement for that. I think we're going to wrap it up today. make sure to subscribe to us on anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Literally anywhere. Anywhere.
Absolutely anywhere.
Every nook and cranny that you can find a podcast, we're probably on it. We are probably on it.
Anywhere, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. All of that.
We'll be posting some funny ass TikToks.
We do. Make sure to like and comment on the TikToks.
Yeah.
We might be doing a giveaway soon.
Ooh! Don't say too much!
So stay tuned. And we will talk to you guys next time.
Next Friday.
We'll
probably keep saying
this
that.
This will be Friday. Oh, like next Friday.
Yeah. The next Friday in the week schedule.
Yeah.
We just want to let people know. Okay.
Okay. Bye.